This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, November 3rd. God's word to you today is the focus. Our scripture reading is taken from John 17, verse 1, and it says, "After saying all these things, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, 'Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so he can give glory back to you.'" When it was close to the hour of his crucifixion, Jesus narrowed the focus of his prayers. Jesus said in John 17, verses 9 and 20, "My prayer is not for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. I'm praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message." Jesus was saying to the Father, "This prayer time is for these people that you have given me and not for the world." We have narrowed Jesus' prayer points to three main prayer points. The others are derivatives of these three main prayer points. There are three predominant themes in Jesus' prayer. The first dominant theme of Jesus' prayer is protection. Protection is so unbelievably important. If Jesus could pray for protection and pray for the protection of his disciples, then protection is so important. Secondly, Jesus prayed for glory. Glory is a big deal to God. Jesus prayed for protection, for glory, and thirdly, for unity. We will look at the first dominant theme, protection. John 17, verses 11 and 15 says, "Now I'm departing from the world. They are staying in this world, but I'm coming to you. Holy Father, you have given me your name. Now protect them by the power of your name. I'm not asking you take them out of this world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one." This is taken from the New Living Translation and the New Revised Standard Version. In this world, there is an evil one, and he does not have good plans for you. But God will protect you from his plans in Jesus' name. Some people are like, "Why are you always praying for protection? You do not understand that without protection, everything else that you think you have acquired can be reduced to nothing very quickly." Psalm 91 verses 1 to 2 from the New King James Version says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust." Protection is so important. There will be protection from the Most High God over your life, over your family, over your children, over your businesses, over your career, over your finances, in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so big. You have to pray for protection. There are arrows flying by day, pestilence in the noontime, but none will come near you in the name of Jesus. Jesus prayed for the protection of his disciples, that God should protect them. Protection is big, huge. The second theme is unity. Jesus prayed for unity. In John 17, verses 21 and 23, it says, "Just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. I am in them, and you are in me." May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. The unity of Christians is huge to Jesus. Yes, there are so many denominations, interdenominations, and independents. However, whatever name we bear as a church should not be a barrier to us fellowshipping and doing life together. Jesus prayed that we'll all be one. So I am praying that a time will come that the church, particularly in Nigeria, will really be one. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I pray that the church will be united and hidden in you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.